Time to air it out.
It's some of the most disgusting news that I've ever gotten in my life.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-WSKY-TALK. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 97.3, The Sky.
7:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's time now for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Yep, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Are you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now. Don't be shy. And let's go to Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, what bothers me the most is that Biden inherited so many solutions and created so many problems. And I can give three examples. Energy independence, the border fiasco, as we call it now, and then with the withdrawal of troops out of Afghanistan. I think we all agree that we need to get out. But he had no plan in place. And that what really, really bothers me, that innocent Americans are going to die as a result of his policy failures.
Yeah, I think that's bugging a lot of people, Jerry. I think you're spot on. Energy, border, withdrawal, all an absolute mess and all unnecessary. And all, I mean, some of that, I mean, done purposefully. The energy thing, stop the pipeline. He did that consciously.
Right.
The border thing, they consciously undid the Trump administration's agreements with stay in Mexico, for instance. They knew it would be a mess. Or at least they should have. The withdrawal wasn't properly planned. I mean, that's obvious. So, yeah, you have to say, is this just an administration that's full of buffoons? They were supposed to be the brightest and the most experienced, and foreign policy especially. So it doesn't appear that way, and that's bugging a lot of people. Let's go to John. What's bugging you?
Yeah, Bob, you really upset me the other day after a comment you made about maybe allowing tens of thousands of Afghans in, whether the hundreds of thousands that the Democrats want to let in. I don't think you clearly thought this through, Bob, for a number of reasons. Three offhand I can think of is, number one, we're $34 trillion in debt now, not the half trillion of war after the Vietnam War when we let the Vietnamese in. Number two, the Middle East is a bastion of terrorism. How are you going to root the terrorists out? And number three, we're already letting 100,000 illegals coming across the Mexico border every month, thanks to Biden. So I don't think we need to add any of this. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, well, the thing in you know, our southern border absolutely should not be the scenario now. But you've got people that literally risk their lives in many cases to help our soldiers, to help and protect our soldiers and act as interpreters. I mean, obviously, maybe it's not as big a number as we think, but still, I don't know. If we're going to run out of there and we know they're going to meet with, you know, certain death and torture, I've got an issue with that. But as you said, how do you? You know, how do you know which ones aren't terrorists? And USA Today had a piece, what's missing in images at Kabul Airport? And the missing image is women. So it is interesting that the plane was full of, for lack of a better term, military-age men. So to your point, John, okay, I'll rethink it.
But at least they all had masks on for, you know, not
spreading. No, none of them did.
Oh, wait a minute.
And man, talk about close contact and they're all set. Well,
yeah.
No. Doodah man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, the Biden administration is outdoing Obama, man. They were funneling weapons into Mexico fast and furious to attack the firearm industry. And here I'm watching these guys over in Afghanistan driving Humvees and apparently all the weapons and even helicopters and that. But the most beautiful thing I just heard at the top of the hour is typical fashion. I wonder if Chipman's working for these guys. They said that the Taliban has issued an order that all civilians must turn in their weapons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Biden loves that, right? You would think that's what he's into.
Wait a minute. So the bad guys have guns, but the public have them taken away.
Correct.
That's
how you control them and murder them much easier.
Yeah, sounds familiar. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, yes, even the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said that defense material was lost, and he said, including Black Hawk helicopters. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. Let's go to Pete. What's bugging you?
Any country that wants to stand in the first rank of the nations of the world has to have the ability to project military power beyond its borders. Most countries have armies that are used to oppress the people, and that's about all they're good for. But some countries can, and for example, Russia in Eastern Europe, China in the South China Sea, and North Korea could project power into South Korea, obviously. But in addition to having the capacity to do that, you have to have the will. And we've demonstrated in Afghanistan that we don't have a plan. We don't have our you-know-what together. And that is a sign of weakness, as many callers have mentioned. We may have the ability to project power across the globe and try to influence things, but we don't have the will anymore. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you could have the best guns in the world, but if you're not willing to pull the trigger, it really doesn't matter, does it?
Yep.
727 on the Bob Rose Show. Sorry we didn't get everybody in for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. But we'll try to squeeze you in some of the following segments. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joins us on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.